Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night, 10 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Matt Chat. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we're going to talk professional wrestling. We're going to talk about WWE. We're going to talk about TNA, if you can call that professional wrestling. I watched an episode of Impact the past week for the first time in I don't know how long, and I was just barely able to sit through it. And tonight we are actually going to be joined by my co-host, the Fat Man Rob Fatone.
Up.
Not a whole lot, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here watching SmackDown.
I'm sorry.
Why? SmackDown's better than Raw.
You got me there.
So, yeah, I was watching SmackDown, and the main event was Cincinnati's own Dean Ambrose against AJ Styles for the 500th time. For a chance to become the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And, of course, Dean won.
Okay.
So, anyway, since it doesn't seem like my plan is going to come together, let's talk to you. Let's talk about your situation. We won't go into any details about your situation, but
what are you talking
let's
about,
talk
Ace?
About. Well, what's been going on with you? Where have you been? Where will you be?
Oh, dude, I ain't doing nothing. I'm taking time off. Yeah, I've already started my time off.
You've already started your time off.
Yeah.
Any idea how long that time off is going to be lasting?
Anywhere between 6 to 8 months.
That is a lot of time off.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what?
It's a minimum of six, but that's what they're telling me anyway. It's a minimum of six, but, you know, I mean, it's whatever.
Well, I hate that it's going to be, that you're going to be out that long. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do for our own health.
Well, I figured, you know, it should, being off that long should fix everything that's wrong with me, so. I mean, I haven't really taken that much of an extended time off in a while, so it's kind of well-earned, especially after the summer I had.
You were kind of busy this summer.
Oh, yeah. Logged over 10,000 miles this summer alone.
And I would like to say, you know, I mentioned I was watching SmackDown, and I honestly did not notice this until I just saw this on Facebook. However, Dewey Murray, who we have both had as guests on our show,
yeah,
was one of the security guards who drugged James Ellsworth out of the building at the end of the AJ Styles Dean Ambrose match tonight.
Hell yeah.
So, congratulations to him for making an appearance on SmackDown Live tonight.
Again, that's his second appearance on SmackDown.
Yes, it is. So,
yeah, he was on there back in the days of the Straight Edge Society.
I remember that. I remember him telling us that story.
Yeah, he got his head shaved by the chick. I forgot her name.
Her name was... You know what? I don't remember her name either. I remember it started with an S.
Sertalina or something like that?
It was something odd. So, yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was, but...
Wasn't Festus in with him, too?
Yes, he was. Luke Gallows was a member of the Straight Edge Society. And he does not
remember
that. Yeah, well, we all have memories sometimes.
The stupidest shit, though.
Yeah, well. Looking, sometimes the stupid shit is the most fun shit.
Yeah.
And the most memorable shit.
So I thought you were supposed to have a guest tonight, Ace. What happened to your guest?
Well, I didn't actually have a guest. I was hoping that I'd do... I was hoping... How do I say this nicely? I was hoping to rip you off again and have a wrestling round table.
Dude, I stole that from you.
You did?
Yeah, when I started out as your co-host and we did it on your show.
Okay, well, then I was trying to steal my own idea, I guess.
Thanks for the credit, though, you know.
But, apparently nobody wanted to be a member of the round table, so...
Yeah, well...
So really, plan just kind of fell through. Unless you know somebody that might want to.
But didn't, wasn't your guest from last week that didn't call in supposed to call in this week?
We're just supposed to reconnect at some point. We have not discussed when that would be, so. Short answer, no. Although, getting a hold of him probably would have been a good idea. To try to...
Possibly.
Yeah. So anyway, do you even watch wrestling?
I fast forward through some Raw and SmackDown and watch what I want to watch, but I haven't got to do that in the past couple days. Because the cable box screwed up last night, so I didn't get the tape Raw. And then I just haven't done it tonight.
Well, you really did not miss a whole lot from miss much from Raw. And
yeah.
If you know what happened at the pay-per-view, you pretty much know what happened at Raw, because,
I was kind of figuring that one. I mean, the only thing I really wanted to see was how bad a shape Goldberg was still in, because apparently he did something.
He got attacked by Rusev. And when he went to start throwing knees, he kind of stumbled a little bit.
That's what he did. What did he do, blow a knee out?
No, he didn't blow a knee out. He actually hit the jackhammer, and it looked halfway decent. So he didn't hold Rusev up nearly as long as he probably would have on somebody like, well, I don't know, somebody smaller, but he did hit the jackhammer, and then he ended up spearing Paul Heyman. So
he speared Paulie. That's not cool.
He speared Paulie. It was cool, I thought it was funny. So, the pay-per-view was okay.
I didn't think the pay-per-view was all that good, dude. I really didn't. That Divas match disappointed me.
That Divas match disappointed a lot of people. They could have done lot more. Do what?
I said, what the hell was with that ending?
That was just a typical ending.
No, something seemed off about it. Because, I mean, she threw her on the table, what, two or three times? And then finished her off with the little knee overcastle type deal?
Yeah.
Something was wrong with that ending.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm just saying.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
When the hell has that ever been a finish?
It's been hers for a while. That along
with the... I thought
she
used that damn figure eight thing.
She does. She uses both of them as finishers.
I've seen an ass ton of people kick out of that other one.
Yeah, well. When your back is so screwed up, you can't hardly move. So, You got anything to announce other than the fact that you're taking 6 to 8 months off?
I'm thinking about showing up to Tough this weekend. I don't know. I mean, I may make one last appearance to whoop somebody's ass real quick. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a slight chance.
That would be interesting.
But I see
you have somebody
the,
in mind, or you just gonna see who pisses you off first.
Well, no, I mean, I did see that the Dixons are gone, so you know.
Yeah, I was. You know my opinion of Tough, so we won't get any deeper into that than we
yeah,
already
this ain't
had.
My show, Ace.
I know. I'm just saying, so we won't get any deeper into that than we already have, and all I can say about the Dixons leaving Tough was I was actually kind of pleased to see that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that hit them up and said it's about time they finally left.
I saw they're going to LSC, which I think will be a good fit for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot happening right now, and I don't have to worry about it.
Very true.
That's gonna be the best part about this whole thing is,
you know,
I don't have to worry about the drama.
I did say that I'm starting a new business venture that has to do with professional wrestling that is not a promotion, and you know I've reached out to a couple people regarding that venture, so we'll see.
Is that what that message was you hit me up on Facebook about?
No, that was something completely different.
Okay.
That we're not going to talk about on the air.
Okay.
So I've got a couple of feelers out for something. But yeah, what I hit you about, what I hit you up about was something totally different. Like I said, not going to discuss that on the air.
Yeah, I feel you.
And if you go back, you'll see that I messaged you and two other people, and
yeah, I just
kind
wanted
of
to bring it
explained
up.
What the, yeah, I appreciate that. But anyway, so I'm trying to expand my horizons, so to speak. And expand my business portfolio, so to speak.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. A little business is good for everybody.
So, to go completely off the subject of professional wrestling, if anybody is watching the World Series and rooting for the Cleveland Indians, got some bad news for you. They're getting their butts kicked.
Hey, you know why? Because there's somebody from Middletown playing on the Indians.
Actually, he's playing on the Cubs, and he's not playing right now because he's hurt.
Oh, he's playing for the Cubs? Oh, damn. Well,
yeah,
shit.
He plays for the Cubs.
I thought he was playing for the Indians. I don't watch baseball.
He plays for the Cubs, and he can only bat, so he's actually, he might be in this game. I'll have to look and see again. And see if he is involved in this game. But, back to wrestling. Do you have the WWE Network?
I do not. Dude, I told you, I don't watch much wrestling.
If you had the WWE Network, you would watch a lot more wrestling because there's a lot of really good wrestling on the WWE Network.
I actually had the network for probably about 9-10 months, somewhere around there. And I mean, the only thing I really watched on it at the time was NXT and old Monday Nitro stuff.
Yeah, I went back and I started watching Monday Nitros starting May 27th, 1996. Any diehard wrestling fan will know what that date is.
Oh, yeah.
And I am up to September, I want to say. Actually, I am two Nitros past Fall Brawl 1996, so I haven't made a whole lot of progress because I started like a year ago. So
I made it from the first episode all the way up until
like 4 months ago.
I made it all the way up until, I want to say, fall of 97. Maybe Christmas of 97. So.
I've been, and I will probably, after this show ends, which we're only doing a half-hour show tonight, so we've only got about 7 minutes. I will probably watch an episode of Nitro before I go to bed.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan right there. Ugh. Yeah, I'm tired, can't tell.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I had to go for pre-op this morning.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah.
When is your surgery again?
The 11th. I'm like, why the fuck do I gotta go for pre-op fucking 2 weeks before?
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well, it's 10 days, but still. That does not make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, 10 days
then,
before does not make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, that,
it's
then
usually
the day of the
a
surgery,
week before.
I gotta be there. Well, day of the surgery, I gotta be there like 3.5 hours early. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, whenever I have surgery, and you know, I've had a lot of surgeries, especially in the last 2 years. They always want me there about 2 hours early, so.
Well, my surgery's not till like 8:30, somewhere around there, and they want me there at 5.
Okay, I just see them wanting you there at like 6.
I guess since it's brain surgery, it's a little.
Well, yeah, I can, I could see where they would want a little bit more time, a little bit of
now,
wiggle room.
I gotta ask, did you see the video of John Cena dressed up as Nikki?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I just
and I can never unsee that, so... that can
yeah.
never be unseen, so, yeah.
No, no, it can't. I don't know what he was smoking. I'm kind of jealous that he could afford that kind of shit.
Right.
But then again, I kind of don't want to smoke that kind of shit. Especially if it's going to make me dress up like Nikki Bella.
Yeah, not something I would want to do. I don't have the legs for those shorts.
Wow.
Or the ass. So, actually, I just don't have the body for that. For that outfit, period. That's just, yeah.
I'm gonna see if I can't put together the very first. Ace, I'm about to give you an exclusive here. The very first FWO macaroni and cheese contest.
FWO macaroni and cheese contest.
Yes.
Macaroni and cheese cooking or macaroni and cheese eating?
Well, everybody cooks me a bunch of macaroni and cheese and I eat it and see who wins.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Right?
That's a good way to get a lot of free macaroni and cheese.
Right? I like macaroni and cheese.
I like macaroni and cheese, too.
Hell, you could be a special guest judge with me. We can get a third. That way we have three judges.
Sounds good to me.
I'll get like 5 or 6 people, 7 or 8 people to make some macaroni and cheese, and we'll get me, you, and somebody else to go around and eat macaroni and cheese.
Hey, that sounds good to me. But
right.
We're at the about the minute and a half mark of the show, so you want to plug your show? Do what? Oh, yeah, 10 o'clock
back
on Sunday.
FWO Radio this Thursday night with your guest, Zayden Kane, from, I forgot the tag name, X-Clan Mafia. There we go. Zayden Kane from the X-Clan Mafia. He'll be on FWO Radio this Thursday at 10.
I'll be sure.
That's all I got, Ace.
Listening. I don't know if I'll call in or not, but join us next week when who knows what the hell we'll be doing. And for all you Cleveland Indians fans, sorry about your damn luck. Pretty much.
Sorry about your damn luck.
But this is... So I'm going to let you go.
Later,
have
man.
A good one, my friend. So that was the Fat Man Rob Fatone, my co-host for the evening. I'm Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody. See you next week.